18!
Olympic hopeful Sarah Trowbridge is training for the Beijing Games at the Potomac Boat Club in Washington.
Potomac Boat Club is one of the best kind of feeder programs onto the national team. They have a really strong program with the coaches, a lot of good girls, so it's a really good place to be if you're trying to make the national team.
The club's Matt Madigan is also the coach of the U.S. national team.
Rowing is an expensive sport. You have to travel, you have to have a car that can transport your boat. The equipment itself runs between $6,000 and $12,000 for your own shell, and another $500 for oars, and another $500 for electronics in the boat.
Madigan and Trowbridge also work together at Fortius One, a high-tech mapping company just outside Washington.
Over here, we have our marketing group, marketing and sales. This is Ruth Stiver, star marketer. And this is Jen Reck, another one of our rowers. And this is our data team.
On its staff of 20, six have competed at the national and international level in rowing, including Sean Gorman, 4DS1 CEO and a one-time national rowing champion.
When I was training full-time, the number of jobs where you could work part-time and train were very limited, and so I just felt like moving furniture and working at a barbecue place and so forth.
Gorman founded the 4DS1 as a rower-friendly workplace, attracting world-class athletes like Ruth Stiver.
Have found this job, I can manage both things and have, you know, both passions in my life.
The company offers flexible working hours to accommodate the demanding training of Olympic athletes.
I've been kind of in a lull with performance lately, so I'm trying to slowly build back up. And this was an improvement, so.
After 2 hours of intensive training every morning, Madigan says the rowers still face a full day of work.
In many cases, just like Ruth, it's not really a sacrifice as much as it is a lifestyle choice. Because it does engulf your whole life.
Gorman still trains 6 days a week on top of being a full-time executive.
Sometimes more work, sometimes more rowing, usually more work.
For the rowers like Margaret Mattire, working at an athlete-friendly company gives her the edge she needs to win at the international level.
Right now I'm working, my main goal is rowing and focus on that, like making the Olympics, making the team.
Gorman has been around rowers all of his adult life and believes the same traits required to be a world-class athlete make rowers a good employee.
And it makes for very intelligent, hardworking folks. And we found that those same characteristics that make people successful in rowing at a high level also make them really great employees.
For producer Yi Su Li, Elaine Lu, VOA News.